$5 on
me. Are we all here?
Hey, Rico, you ready to start?
We're all set?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to this Cumberland County Board of Supervisors. This is a special called meeting. We're in the Board of Supervisors Conference Room, and it's March 20th, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. This is the call to order. Please, Ms. Branch, please call roll. Thank you.
Mr. Hamlet?
Here.
Mr. Newman?
Here.
Ms. Tyree?
Here.
Mr. Stimson?
Here.
Mr. Saunders?
Here.
Thank you. Please note we have a quorum. If you would, please join me in invocation. Today, may we work together in a spirit of unity and peace. Help us make decisions that honor our Lord, our county, our neighbors, and family. Trust in the Lord to give us wisdom and clarity for these decisions and guide Cumberland's Board of Supervisors. Amen. Amen. And if you would, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Play ball.
Do we have approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hamlet?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Saunders?
Aye.
And the first item of new business is the Crossroads budget request.
So just a recap of that really quick. So you did not hear Crossroads' presentation during the workshops thus far. We have received their request for contributions for the FY27 budget, and it does exceed the current year by $12,248, which is also a 26% increase. So that would bring that request from $46,334 to $58,582. They did submit some information. It is required that they have local funding that is 10% of the state's total funding to the board. So at this point, I do have some follow-up questions for Crossroads to determine how that breakdown occurs and what they did request of each locality within the region and what they actually received. And so we have followed up with them and we're waiting for a response.
So one question I have is, are all localities being asked to increase?
I don't have that breakdown yet, but that should tell us. Okay. But based on their FY26, they're saying 6.72% is what is being locally funded as part of the budget, as opposed to 10%. So my question is who's not paying? And where that fell in the FY26 as well as the FY27 budget, what that looks like. So
what do you want me to say? Well, what it is, I got phone calls. And I just want the board to stand, but I don't think it's good. Well, at the time when it come up that we need to pay no more than what we're supposed to pay. I got a call from Charlotte County. They're not paying that full amount because of what they're saying, that we are 8.7% of what we're supposed to pay off the last 46. So if you do 8.7% of 46,000, it don't come to no 58.
Right.
Prince Edward got 100, and their percentage is 35.5. And all they're supposed to pay was $170,000. They didn't pay that full amount last year. So I think I was told that they tried to allocate so we could pay Prince Edward part. I don't think that's fair. And some of the counties ain't going to do it neither. So I talked to Charlotte County, and they're not going to do it. They're going to pay what they're supposed to pay. I got together with even Buckingham that we were talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do it neither. They're going to pay what they're supposed to pay. They may run it off, you know, to. Like I was telling them, if we supposed to do 51, you know, I can see we do 52, but we going up to 58. Mm-hmm. Out of 51, that's a lot of the money we can use somewhere else, you know. I know, you know, but like I told Wichita, President got more revenue we got. I don't think, see, like I said, last year, they didn't pay that full amount neither. Mm-hmm. So I told Jennifer, we need to just check into that before we do anything. I had made contact with the under the board member I did with Buckingham, Charter County, and plus us, and which I said they'll get with Nottaway. The way we together, I don't think Nottaway gonna do it there.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I said we need to look into it and make sure. So I'm gonna keep my ears open and see what the rest of the county is gonna do, because I don't think we gonna, I mean, we just lowest, and I think they go by of what they see, or who they, you know, how many the clients they deal with, and we third. Mm. So I just want to let y'all know what was going on, because mm-hmm.
Thank you for back. Doing that, Robert.
Yeah. I agree to continue to keep pulse on it. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Thanks, Joe. Next item is termination of contract with Delta Response Team. Let's start with board questions and comments. This is a motion. And Ms. Cruz, you stated that this termination agreement was a document that Mr. Beasley created.
Correct.
Okay. So this is not a Delta document. This is a county document.
Correct.
I'll give you a few minutes to review it. Any comments or questions? And Mr. Hurley, I'm going to also open this to you if you would like to make a comment. I know this is kind of your area, and again, I think this just, we know a lot, there's a lot of background here, but I think specific to this agreement, if you think there's anything that you want to point out that you think the board should highlight or be aware of.
The position I've been in, which has been about a year and a half, there's been so many deficiencies and services that are not being performed by the current EMS service per the contract, that they have been spoken to. We've had multiple meetings. It consumes a lot of my time during the week as a part-time employee. We can do much better. They've not taken appropriate corrective action. It's come to this point where we need to move on for the best of the citizens in the county.
And the board made that decision at the last meeting. So it's a matter, and the current contractor has said they're quitting the end of this month.
That's
so
correct.
The relationship that you're having with ESS, is pretty much where you're headed.
Right. Yeah, I guess right. The one question I had, I know we were going to submit the termination agreement. I was just curious as to what kind of feedback we received from DRT. You just answered my question. They're going to be quitting. I didn't know what type of feedback, because we were kind of, you know, we hadn't heard a response yet until obviously we're sitting here. I was just curious if we had received feedback, if we've had conversation with them since, you know, explaining to them why we're doing this.
So we did have a face-to-face meeting with Tom Walton, and at that point we had all agreed that upon the board's approval that we would end the contract April the 18th. He came back less than a week later and said that he thinks that it was best that we end services as of the end of March.
Yep.
So you will find in the follow-up that we are requesting that should they not provide services within the next week, that the board allow staff to go ahead and execute a contract with ESS earlier, and that we will be able to staff that as best we can.
That's totally. I'm totally
so we don't have to contract us. We got to pay them nothing. I got right.
No, that was a month by month.
Okay,
that's
a month by month. Okay, good.
Yes. And the agreement did say that with 90-day notice, we could, either party could terminate that contract, unless you agreed on something different.
Right.
And so we consider this as
wonderful.
Something
okay.
Different.
Thank you, Jim.
Sure.
And I do want to make sure along those lines that there'll be no gap in service. All right. I'm going to ask this question. Should there be a gap, what is our plan B? Should something happen and, you know, people leave early or something?
For instance,
who knows what?
So one should end and the other start at the prescribed 8 a.m. time on duty, off duty, on duty shift. If one does not or fails to report, then I've already communicated to the volunteer staff we have if they can fill the gaps.
Okay.
I can't guarantee that, but we had a meeting this week and talked about that. They're going to do what they can do. We have the fleet of ambulances equipped to do that. The backup to that is I've already communicated to all of our mutual aid partners. Reliance. Here's what's going on. Okay. We're probably going to be calling you more than we have until we can get the new service up and running all the way.
Okay.
Okay, dealing with that mutual aid on the south end. So Prince Edward will be called if we need him.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which is currently how that happens as well. Mm-hmm. Yep. If needed, they are called for mutual.
In some areas on the south end, Amelia will respond over here into Cumberland. Yes. They've done that before.
Okay, I'm just mostly looking at a, especially from the, not the one but the bridge, but especially from Kimmel Hills back down towards John Randolph Road.
Prince Edward Rescue. Okay. Would be the ones that respond.
We have agreements with Buckingham, Fluvanna, Powhatan.
Yeah, it's very routine that everybody has mutual aid agreements.
Okay. All right, board members, any other questions?
I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and terminate the contract with DRT.
Second.
Mr. Hamlet?
Aye.
Oh, was Ms. Tyree talking to us?
Ms. Tyree, you got something to say?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Start over. Mr. Hamlet?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Mr. Stimson?
Aye.
Mr. Saunders?
Aye.
Okay. Moving forward, Mr. Scudder, do you want to provide any of this background, or are board members, are you comfortable with where we are right now, just to go ahead and start talking about the ESS agreement? And then this is an interim agreement, correct?
Correct. Okay. We will be issuing this as an emergency contract while we get the RFP out to solicit some bids for this program.
Okay. And same thing, I'll give you a few minutes to look at it, then feel free to make comments, questions.
So obviously, this for emergency services staffing, 5 month contract that we'll be executing if we so agree to today. But obviously you talked about putting out the RFP to solicit bids for the future contract. I'm just curious, and maybe Mr. Hurley, you would know this, Jennifer, you might, Ms. Cruz. How many third-party EMS providers are there that, you know, I know it's not a very big pool when soliciting these services. We've got two of the players here that we're talking about today. How many others are out there?
Maybe three to four.
Three to four others. Okay.
That's it.
So five or six total.
There were many in the past, five or more, but they've all just dissolved and they don't provide the service anymore.
Mm-hmm. And the last time that we did issue an RFP, we had to put it out twice just because of the solicitations that we actually received. So, you know, we plan to get this out as soon as we can so that we can get as much time for that process as possible. But we do feel that 5 months will get us to that point.
And then I know there's been talk, and I think we talked about it last time, about the potentially in the future of moving to in-house services, county-provided services, instead of relying on a third party. Where are we in looking at putting together a plan for that? As far as, you know, a possible timeline, as far as what actual, you know, costs we've been able to gather, where are we with that? Is that something that within the next 5 or 6 months, when we take a look at RFPs and we're getting ready to you know, possibly sign another long-term contract, is that something that we would be able to take a look at that time?
We've had discussions around the table with the numbers, how much it would cost, how many more support staff that we might need, hiring of employees. There's really nothing been put in a timetable plan in writing yet.
Okay.
sounds expensive to me.
Well, if you look at what we're already spending, you know, two-thirds there.
You know, yeah, with what we're paying currently in third-party services and what you look at doing in-house, obviously, we're paying someone else to pay their employees. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going to be as expensive as we may be guessing that it might be. You know, will it be more than what we're currently paying on a yearly? Maybe a little bit, but, you know, a 10% increase in cost, if we're doing it in-house and we have full control over providing those emergency services, I think is definitely worthy of taking a look at.
Yeah. The plus to all of it is all we need is people.
Right.
We've got the ambulances, the fleet, the infrastructure, all of it.
Yeah.
And just doing some kind of round numbers, please note that the interim or temporary contract with has a savings of between $15,000 to $47,000. Mm-hmm. So thank you for providing that. Hats off. Okay. Any other comments or questions? With that, I'll make a motion to support and agree to the ESS agreement for Cumberland County.
So I'll second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hamlin?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Mr. Simpson?
I'm going to have to abstain.
Mr. Saunders?
Aye.
Can we know why? The abstention?
Yeah, there's a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, usually you have to.
Well, I mean, just to let everybody know, it's a cousin's of mine, but he is like a third cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But we share the same great grandparents.
Okay.
And he is one of the owners of the company, and I've seen him probably 5 times in 40 years. So I have no relationship, but I talked to Kemper, and Kemper said, hey.
Yep, but in doubt.
Yeah.
We appreciate your being forward with that.
Yes, sir.
Last item under new business is the grocery store update. I assume that's Mrs. Cruz again.
Yes. So we've been in contact with Travis Harris. According to the performance agreement, Mr. Harris will have to provide a written request to the authority asking for the second round of funding. In addition to that, all of the first round of funds would have to be spent, and he would have to show proof that there's financing statement that that the county has an interest in that property. We don't have that as of yet. I know that some board members, of course, the board has not approved the second round of funding either.
Right.
Even though the EDA has agreed to it, the funding has to be there. So I do know that the community has interest in this, as well as the board members and the EDA. So I would suggest that the board have a work session with the EDA, bring in Mr. Harris, Mr. Gaines. They can provide updates. They can provide their business plan if there's any changes or updates to that. So that way everyone will be on the same page and y'all can ask those questions at that time. He did say that he will work on getting that information. Kemper's also working on getting that finance statement up and running. The last that I talked to Mr. Harris before today is that he was looking to spend the rest of the funds. At that time, he still had not. And I don't think he has still, as of yet, he's got equipment ordered, but he has not paid for it. So that is outside of the performance agreement. So there's really nothing that the board can do at this point because those boxes have not been checked. So if the board agrees to hold a work session with the EDA, my suggestion to Travis Harris is to have all of that documentation ready to go at that point so that that won't be the holdup. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the best thing moving forward so that the public is aware and the board members and the EDA are all on the same page with Mr. Mm-hmm. Harris.
So are you kind of the conduit with Mr. Harris right now?
Yes.
We would need him to drive the date because the EDA only meets every 2 months.
Right.
So that doesn't, you're correct, it does need to be a work session.
Yes, I agree.
And so I can, once we have that date, I will let Mr. Seal, chair of EDA, know that this is what's going on and that we're going to be requesting this. And then we'll just wait for a date.
Okay. And I did communicate that with him, and he seemed like that was the best alternative for them as well.
Just make sure board members, please share any other thoughts on this.
I would just have a suggestion. I think since we do have an interim county administrator, I think it would be best that he be the go-between between the board and the EDA as opposed to a board member, unless the board so chooses to give you that direction. But I think we do have a county executive in place, and he should be that conduit, that go-between.
Whatever. Sure.
Okay. You agree to that? Okay, good. One less thing to do. Okay, anything else from board members on this item? All right, with that, there are no other items under new business. With that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Hamlin?
Aye.
Mr. Newman?
Aye.
Mr. Spencer?
Aye.
Mrs. Saunders?
Aye.
Thank you, Ms. Tyree.
Thank you all. Have a good one.
Thank you.
As you have.